Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome to the life-changing encounter with the Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Jato Susu Kamwinenye, the head pastor of Fountain Gate Chapel, Glorious Pastors Hope.
He's a mentor and a spiritual coach to many God has placed under him.
His messages centered on the Holy Ghost, righteousness, faith, discipline, the love of God, and order in the body of Christ. These great teachings provide clear and straightforward answers to anyone desiring to walk according to the Word of God. Enjoy some of the most comprehensive teachings as taught by the man of God.
Friends, you won again.
That you have won again.
For you are building your church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. We trample down upon every gate of hell. And we declare that victory belongs to Jesus. Today, as we study your word, grant us understanding. Grant us wisdom. Let spirit be spoken unto us. And let the manifestation of the word become real in our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Today, I want to talk on a subject that is so crucial. And my topic is, what is this? It's a question. What is this? What is this? When a change comes, they will ask you, what is this? When a revival comes, they will ask you, what is this? When there is a new move, they will ask you, what is this? And let's be careful of the people who be asking, what is this? Let me give you an example. Maybe some changes just occur, which are not normal to our everyday life or what we knew before. But maybe it's a new information or new way of doing things we've encountered. Some old people that have refused to change, refused to move forward, will ask, what is this? And we must watch out for that. What is it? Hello? What is this? People will ask. But God will be inside us. Hallelujah. When the Israelites were going to the promised land, they entered into the wilderness and they reached a place called Sin. S-I-N. It's a place in the wilderness on their way to the promised land. They did not anticipate challenges. They did not anticipate wars. God just told them, rise up and move. I am sending you to the promised land, a land that flows with milk and honey. And that is what a lot of believers don't understand. When God says you are going to be great, He doesn't show you every day what is going to happen. When He says you are going to prosper, He doesn't show you every day the troubles you enter into before you prosper. When He tells you you become a president, He doesn't tell you that at the crusade or at the campaign platform, you are likely to fall down or your car will break down several times on the road. He would tell you that as you are campaigning to be a president, you will sleep in the bush one day because all your cars will spoil. He won't tell you that. He will just tell you that you will become a president. Because those things are part of normal life. He wouldn't tell you that you will be hungry one day. Neither will He tell you that you will have people who will be in your group and will not like you and will be saboteurs. He will not tell you. He will tell you you will be hungry. He will tell you you will be thirsty. He just told them that I am sending you to a land that flows with milk and honey. And they set forth. When they reach the wilderness of Sin, then they realize that, hey, this God, is He real? Does He mean what He has said? Because they started feeling thirsty and hungry. Like some people who got born again and in the middle of the road, challenges come. Maybe the works of your hands collapse. Your family has scattered. Loved ones are dead. Like today, I saw Rod Parsley say in his generation, he is the only one left. Because the sister died, the mother died, the father died, everybody died. So in that line, he's the only one left. I said, because you have an assignment. So you look around, everybody that was around you has died. What will you be thinking? Even though they experienced the miraculous opening of the Red Sea at the wilderness of sin, they put a big question mark on God. Some of us got born again. We have seen the faithfulness of God. We've seen how God has kept us all the years. We have entered into the lion's den. We have come out. We've entered into the snake's den. We've come out. But something somewhere appears, and you forget of the miraculous nature of God, and you give up. But I pray that you will not give up on your journey to your promised land. Amen. A land that flows with milk and honey. God never told them that you will fight 7 tribes. Wilder than you are. You didn't have any weapon, but those tribes have graduated technologically to manufacture spears, chariots, and swords. And you just left Egypt with food. Empty hands. You don't have any weapon. God didn't tell them that. But you know what? God knew that he could keep them. I am announcing unto somebody that God knows he can keep you before he called you. Don't take the responsibility of God on yourself. And that's why you go for some protection, you go for some juju, you have seized yourself from God to keep yourself. You must be very, very careful on your way to the promised land that you don't put your survival on man. Did Moses promise them a land flowing with milk and honey? No. Who promised them? God. A lot of people have a problem in this area when they say God called them and they are looking at man. They say God has called them, but their hope is on man. I have been saying it. God has called me as an individual and kept me under Fountain Gate to serve the broader vision of Reverend Eastwood. But Reverend Eastwood didn't call me. That's what should enter your head. So when you sit in the church and you all of a sudden move your spirit, your mind from the church and put it on either the pastor or a leader or somebody in the church, you have offended God. Because they cannot sustain you, they cannot protect you, they cannot provide for you. Even if they give all that they have unto you, you still lack. Because they themselves are struggling. But that is what we do. So the Israelites started attacking Moses and Aaron. What did they do? They themselves are in the same soup. When they reach the Red Sea, didn't Moses cry? God said, why are you crying to me? Your leader is a crying leader. If he had what to do, he won't cry. And God told him, Moses, what do you have? He said, a rod. He had power and he didn't know he had power. Somebody is having power, and I pray that you know you have power. The power is the word of God inside your spirit and the realization that God has called you and not man. So, therefore, they started attacking their leaders. And I normally say that any time you are on your way to your promised land and you don't even have the compass, you don't even know where God is sending you, when the enemy wants to destroy you, papa, he will make you destroy your leader. Because it is the leader that knows where you are going. You don't know anywhere. Because even the leaders, God will tell them, stay here. They will stay here. Get a move. They are moving. Say the cloud of his glory is standing. It means tonight, no movement. Stay here. But he was doing that to the leaders. Which means the leaders themselves are not the ultimate. No wonder the apostle said, follow me as I follow Christ. Why are they attacking Moses and Aaron? Were they eating and they weren't eating? That's always the thing we don't understand. If there is hunger, they are in the hunger with you. But you see, because they want to be in the camp of the devil, they are reminding themselves that it is better to remain in slavery, in prison, than to be free and be hungry. Never make a mistake by comparing your life in the world to your life in Christ. You know, some people like glorifying that. That, oh, when I was in the world, I was very fine. When I, hey, go back! And let's see what will happen. Try. No matter the hunger on your way to your promised land, no matter the hunger and thirst on your way to freedom, it is better than being in bondage. Can I hear an amen? Human beings are created free. If your liberty and your freedom is seized, no matter what they give to you, it doesn't matter. You have been reduced to something else. The people felt hungry. And it was normal to be hungry. Instead of praying to God, they murmured against Moses and Aaron. One, in order not to ask what is this, if you are in a church and you are a believer and things are tough, if you have not talked to God, don't blame anybody. Because the person you are blaming, if the person opened his book of challenges, meanwhile you may hide your own. Hello? If the person removes the thing on his head and put it on you, you will crash. Your own is a small boy. So that is why I'm saying that as you have come back, you'll be hearing this question, what is this? From people whose spirits are cold. Something happens, instead of asking, what is this? Report it to God. Speak to him first. Before you attack the human being, speak to God. They refused to speak to God. They made Moses and Aaron their God. Did Moses and Aaron promise you the land that flows with milk and honey? No. If you fail to reach there, if on your way there you are hungry and thirsty, hold the one that has promised you. But because they are afraid of God, they attack man. But anytime you attack somebody God has put in front of you or has asked to lead you, you are virtually attacking God. And that is why he fights you. So one, pray to God instead of attacking your leaders. They also regarded God as a killer instead of the giver of life. Look at them. Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt. God is delivering you with a generation that is yet unborn into freedom and prosperity. They are now turning God into a killer. God should kill them. Should kill them. But God is not a killer. God is a giver of life to his people. Why should God destroy Pharaoh and his armies, and you saw it with your naked eye, and you think that he cannot protect you? He killed people for your sake. And yet, when something as common as bread and water matter rose, do you know that churches and organizations and nations, when there is war and anything, it's not about anything, it's about bread and butter. Even politics is about, they tell you it's bread and butter. Churches break into two. Other one is saying that he is not getting some of the booty. One person is taking the booty. It is all about bread. Businesses break into two. The same. Unfortunately, the things we fight over are perishable things. They are not spiritual. That's the danger of it. I've been saying it. You have never seen anybody fighting that they don't allow him to pray the way he wants to pray. Or they don't allow him to read the word the way he wants to read the word. No. Pastor doesn't allow me to come to church early like I want to. And look at the things you are crying over and fighting. They are all bungalows. None of them has any spiritual connotation, spiritual importance. I'm praying for a day when they say, ah, Pastor, we came to prayer meeting and you close us at 3 hours. We want to pray 5 hours. Then I'll know that, yeah, you are a good rebel. That one we won't hear. We want to fast for 21 days. You made it only 3 days. We will not agree. We are continuing with the 21 days. You will not hear any rebel like that. But those are the things you are supposed to be fighting for. We want to go on evangelism. We want to go out and bring souls into the church. And pastor is not giving us the chance. We want to go out. That's a good rebel. That's a good rebel. They are seeing God as a killer instead of the giver of life. They also see their bondage in Egypt as a place of banqueting, place of feast with flesh of pots instead of a house of bondage. I pray that you will never see the world you will never see being an unbeliever. You will never see being a Gentile as something to glory over. How can a prisoner be served eggs, butter, everything, and it will be enjoyment? You are a prisoner. For Christ's sake, freedom is more than anything. It is better to be free and even be hungry and thirsty than to be full and be in prison. For when you are in prison, what is that? Your vision and horizon is limited to four walls. You never see your friend, you never see your father, you don't even talk to anybody, except you hear your food bowl being pushed under the door. Take. Some of the prisons, like we went to Cape Coast Castle, our grandfathers, they were wee-weeing and poo-pooing where they were staying. They would do a step on it. Where do you sleep? On it. To be on their skin, like animals, but they were human beings. This one, and they leave you to be eating fruits and be eating leaves, drinking water, whether running or stagnant. Is it not better? But the Israelites chose that. So we want to look at another scripture in Exodus 16:4. Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or not. Or no. God decided that they are crying for bread, and well, let me test them. If only that is what they want to obey me, I'll give it to them. But you see, the rebellion was in their heart. The laziness was in their heart. They were just not prepared for it. They want excuses. I pray that we will stop giving excuses and serve God. Anything they do, you find something wrong with it. Now go to the 14. And when the dew that day was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness, there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoar frost on the ground. Then what happened there? That was supposed to be manna, which is the food of angels. Psalm 78 verse 25. Man did eat angels' food. He sent them meat to the fold. Just want to prove to them that what God gave to them was a meal from heaven. Which means that God would have found a way of sustaining them with man's food. But they put pressure on God. He had to import food from heaven. Because men don't eat angels' food. But they cry, they blame, they wanting to stone Moses and all those things. God had to do something just to convince them that he is able. But will my people see it so? They gave them the food of angels. They were, however, so used to the types of meals which they used to eat in Egypt, and they did not recognize the heavenly meal. That is when they now ask, what is this? Go to Exodus 16 and go to 15. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna. For they wished not what it was. They didn't know what it was. And Moses said unto them, this is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. Go to 16. This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded. Gather it. Gather of it every man according to his eating. And omer for every man according to the number of persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tent. When they saw it, they didn't know what it was. They said one to another, it is manna. Manna means, what is it? What is this? God gave you the food of angels. You are asking, what is this? But that thing was so nutritious that when they ate it, none of them fell sick. When they ate it, they were nourished till they reached the promised land to get corn and eat. This sustained them. It gave them protein. It gave them vitamins. It gave them fat. Whatever was in that manner. I pray that God will sustain you with his word. Because the word is bread. The word became flesh. We turn into bread, which is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But if you read further, which I don't want you to go to, you could see that they still disobeyed God because God commanded them to take a certain measure in a day. Some gathered more, it got rotten. But when you take the exact measurement, the following day you go, you take. And some decided to be very wise, disobedient. And they take, and when the day break, they go and it's spoiled. I pray that you take what belongs to you. Anything God has not given you and you go to take it, it will be rotten. That's what God is saying. He didn't give them more than what they are supposed to take. So if you take more, you see, at times we preach greed, we preach prosperity, we preach, and people gather more than they are supposed to gather, even collect from the poor and collect from the needy to add so that they can look prosperous. You are gathering rot. If it's not for you, if God didn't give it to you, you will be gathering rot. What is this? And I told us that is the question many people will be asking in this church. Because God will give us certain surprises. God will give us certain angelic visitations. God will give us certain miracles. God will give us certain promotions. God will give us certain open doors. And if you don't take time, some of us will be asking, what is this? Which means that, it is strange. It is not possible. God cannot do it. It's not proper. Watch out for those people. They will soon emerge. Because times are changing. Hallelujah. They asked a question instead of giving thanks when their miracle appeared. I pray that you will learn how to give God thanks instead of asking questions when your miracle comes. Some of us, God will give us a miracle and we are busy asking. They have given you food to eat. You are asking, what is this? Even though they later ate it and continued to eat, by your first reaction, showed that you didn't believe in God. Bread which the Lord has given from heaven, angels' food. Manna means, what is this? And Moses told them, it is manna. Most of the time, God does things. Instead of us to kneel down and be thanking Him, we are busy asking questions. How did this brother get this prosperity? How did this sister get this breakthrough? That is what is in your mind. And as long as you cannot thank God for your brother or for your sister, all your questions will be marked zero. You know, somebody comes to give a testimony of God's breakthrough. What testimony is this? You belong to the old school. You must thank God for His answered prayer instead of asking questions. Somebody prayed and it... And that is because they didn't pray. It's Moses who prayed. Normally when you don't pray and somebody prays and the answer comes and the person is so happy and the person is rejoicing, the person is dancing and you are busy standing and say, why is this one behaving like that? Why is he or she dancing like that? You are offending God. They are terrible out of order. Terrible out of order. Because they prayed. The miracle appeared. And Moses had to disclose to them that this was the food God has sent unto them. There must always be a Moses around to show the children of God their blessing. This one is deep. There are some Christians who don't know their blessing unless somebody tells them that this is your blessing. No, because the thing you will want to do will not amount unto any blessing. Somebody tells you that this is your blessing. If you believe in the person and the person is sent from God, you will know that it's your blessing. But when you use your eye, because the Israelites could not appreciate manna. But Moses had to tell them, this is the bread which the Lord had given you to eat. Because they don't know it. But I pray that any breakthrough that is coming to you, any good thing that is coming to you and you don't understand, may God appoint somebody to tell you that that is it, that is it. Hold on to it, take it. Don't leave this thing. I know people who have even married people they never thought were any good people, but somebody advised them that this is a good something. That's a good something. I know a gentleman who is so good, nice, polished gentleman. And there was a lady, also polished. But the lady told a friend that, I want to marry a certain kind of man. This is the kind of man, and describe the type of man she wants to marry. And the friend knew this guy who exactly fit the description of her friend. And the lady left the lady friend and went to the man and told him that, I have a friend that wants somebody like you to marry. Can you imagine the way then? And I can tell you, they are married with a child and a very good marriage. That was their Moses to show them their blessing. Because the lady described the kind of person she wants to marry. And this lady has encountered a young man that carried all the characteristics this friend is looking for. And the lady connected the two of them. And they started WhatsApping. They didn't even meet each other. And even from talking, they knew they were meant for each other without seeing each other except pictures. When they met, they came and sat in front of me. But immediately they sat in front of me, my spirit was cool. I just accepted them before I even heard the story. And they are married and going forward. But may God give you a Moses who will show you your blessing. Who will tell you that sit down here, something is going to pass this way. Who will tell you get up and go here, something will meet you there. Who will tell you that this thing that you don't understand, that is God's blessing for you. You need that person. Because when it is you, you get confused at times. But today, everybody keeps his or her ball to the chest. And when you make the mistake, it's final. Because you don't have a Moses to even show you what you don't know. You claim you know everything, but you don't. The Israelites claim they know everything. Until Moses cried, they have never seen the foot of angels before. The thing dropped. When dew lifted, they found say, what are these? But the one who prayed, God opened his eyes to see what it was. That it is Duene food. Even though no soup, that was one of the wonderful soups you can get. There's sugar inside, there's salt inside, there's dawa inside, there's tomato inside, there's pepper inside. Because the food could nourish them throughout the journey and none of them fell sick. If you joke, I'll say paracetamol is inside, chloroquine is inside. Injection cry is inside. Whatever injection, go and take. They said there was no evil amongst them just by eating those things called manna. So Moses is very important. If there is no Moses to show you your blessing, at times you can reject your own blessing. You can reject it because you don't know. God's ways are not always attractive. Hello? I said God's ways are not always attractive. You need the Spirit of God to know that this is God. People deceive, God, everything is rosy, rosy. No. The way he led the Israelites, the people he promised of a land flowing with milk and honey, the lineage where the Savior Jesus will come from, and they faced the Red Sea, they got into the wilderness, suffered hunger and thirst, fought 7 tribes to get what has been promised them. Don't take your Christianity for granted. It's not on a silver platter. Oh, when you give your life to Christ, everything is fine. It's a lie. Because we are on earth and things are working here. You will need to fight. Tell somebody, fight it. Fight it. So the people of many generations have been similar to the children of Israel in the wilderness in their attitude. So our attitude in these generations that have come, they are all similar to what the Israelites have also encountered in those days. So they were outspread, widespread prophecies in the Old Testament concerning the time of refreshing. Jesus' time. Time of refreshing. Time of rest. When Jesus came, what happened? Chobo, hey. Everybody. There are people who were praying for him, prophesying over him. The scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Sanhedrin, they were the first people who didn't know that this was Jesus. So don't think that it is something strange. Would you say that because God gave them everything? Simeon and Anna in the temple were able to know. Because why? They were praying. Anybody that doesn't pray, forget the person. There are some people, they don't pray. They just run into church, up, down. Those people can cause confusion. And when they are praying, they are not concentrating. Especially in the days of tongues, where you can be like they have put battery in you to talk. You know battery. They put you like cassette and radio. Ayala, you are thinking of Banku in the house. Ayala, did I cover the soup? Oh, it's like I didn't put off the stove. Ayala, yes, I ate, but I didn't cover the soup. I covered the tea. Wow. Are you in church or at home? Because we don't know what is in your mind, we can all stand here and we are all praying, but you know some people are not doing anything. They are not concentrating. Their mind is far away. But the noise here can confuse everybody. And that is why I am telling people that your most serious prayer is the one you do in your closet. That one here can be very deceptive. I hope it's not in this church. But the ones that are, for 3 days, they don't haven't prayed, though. They will come and do that in church, and that's their own leaf again. Until they come and take mic again. Yeah. And pastor says, hey, this gentleman can pray. From church, he doesn't pray again. Or call leaf. And that is impressing man. So you won't go anywhere. You won't go anywhere. So when Jesus arrived, the time of refreshing, they were the first people to be in doubt. Serious doubt. The Jews. The Jewish scribes, they saw the scriptures and indeed prayed for and believed the time of refreshings were coming, were going to come. When the day finally arrived, they were in doubt. Some of us are believing God for things, saying things. I pray that when it lands in the church, you will not be the first person to ask, what is this? You see, when I am here and somebody goes to come from Kokoligo, you know, Kokoligo is a town in the Nandom area. And you land in this place and you enter this church and you begin to say, oh, this thing, they should be doing it like this. And that is because you are sending us your village shrine. How they do things there. And you realize that this is also a ministry where there is a way we do things up to the top. Then you come and, oh, pastor should have done this. This thing, I hope that church. Be very careful of those people. Because they can make you go off the vision you are following. And that is because they are coming from Egypt. Egypt has not left their minds. Egypt has not left their spirit. They are only on their way to the promised land. But they are thinking of cucumber, garlic, onions, they are eating in Egypt. And they are bringing it to you. You see, pastor should be preaching this way. Pastor should be doing that. You are supposed to be a pastor. Why are you sitting on the tube? You are too knowledgeable to be sitting down there and have not won one soul since we were born again. But those are the people listen to. And they start creating confusion in church. I thought you clap. So that is how things happen, even in our generation. When things happen, people can say, this cannot be the Holy Spirit. Let's go to Acts 2, 12 and 13. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? They have prayed for the coming of the Messiah. Jesus has come. They rejected him. He died. Some few people were following him, Peter and co. He said he is coming back and he will send them before he comes. He will send them a comforter, the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost landed, the people that claim that they know Jesus, they are the real scribes and Jews. When they were speaking in tongues, they get, what meaning is this? What confusion is this? It means the thing has passed you. This is the generation of what is this? Any new move of God. So what meaning is this? Go to the third thing. Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. The people that pray for it, they are off. They cannot get it. They cannot get it. Full of new wine. What meaning is this? What is tongues? They are speaking in tongues. And that is because you have resisted tongues till Jesus came and went. He released the thing you can't take. But I pray that we will be open up to the Spirit to do anything He wants to do in our lives. Can I hear an amen? Glory to God. People don't know that in church, God's choice is not always our choice, and we can decide to pray the way we want to pray, and God decides to answer the way He wants to answer. We can be praying right now in this church for workers. We can be praying right now in this church for financiers, and God will just touch somebody in the church, excuse me to say, who has not even gone to school. And the person begins to pull money. Church people will start saying that this guy has gone to chop medicine. They have cooked medicine for him to eat. And he's vomiting money. Of course, I know those things are there. But if somebody gives his life to Christ, and the church has prayed, and God is working a miracle, and we don't take time, we can't recognize it. One day they carried a gentleman to my hall, with his accoutrement, red cloth, red what. He and a friend decided that they want to create money. And they met Babalawo in this city. So they lock a room and put things inside. And there were two. None of them should enter the room. Because the thing is going to vomit the morning and the day. And one hit and went and entered the room. And the other one knew. And he was supposed to die. They had to run to my place. And when he came, he thought he was a crook. He went and brought the red cloth with the things and so small. I said, these are not all. These things can't do anything. The things are there. I just want to help you. You are delaying my time. You solve their problems. They don't even give you a dime. They go away and they even start fighting you. This guy, I used my car to carry him from my house to their house. Carried his auntie or who was that? Added. We came to this temple. We conducted the deliverance. In the course of the deliverance, he vomited, and got up and tore his own shirt. So I had to undress and remove my singlet and give to him to wear to town because he can't go like a madman. This guy got healed and things and came to church one or two times and got free, went back to his work. Even my fuel I used to carry them, they have no brain to pay. He's gone. Even to worship God, he's gone back. But what was I saying? There is a power to create money and vomit money. But Christians don't do that. So when God blesses our brothers or our sisters, let's not ask what meaneth this, because our minds are still in Egypt where we are coming from. God is the original blesser, not the devil. But we have a situation where God blesses, we put it to the devil. And when the devil blesses, then we confuse ourselves, we give it to God. And this guy was working with some company. He chopped the medicine, said that if he comes to you and he speaks to you, you can't resist. You do what he wants you to do. And some of you, they have been capturing you now. I release you today. A daughter, my wife knows, who buys things she doesn't need. You enter her room. And she was fighting with her husband. And me, myself, I've gone to the room and I realized that anything she sees in town, she'll buy. Coal pot, she'll buy. Kerosene, she'll buy. Flax, she'll go and put it down. She sees baby trolley is there. He sees a nice bowl, she till and can buy immediately, doesn't have the need for it, and give it to somebody. Meanwhile, you are putting debt on yourself. Some of them cry, she doesn't, she owes. It's a spirit. So she came to me and said, Daddy, that's my problem. I said, really? Let's handle it. She was honest to come and tell me. But if you find yourself buying things like that, juju is working you. People have put juju in their shops, you can't pass. When you just pass and you see anything, whether it fits you or not, you buy. You only read the house and realize that it's undersized. And the demon said, you don't send it, but keep it. You wear it like it's for your daughter or your son, and you are still there. Everybody must see you. Why? And those who also buy oversized. You enter it and you look like you are in a parachute. The Lord have mercy. There are spiritual things that are working us. If you are not strong and you are not prayerful, you find yourself eating some wache you can never stop. Even if you are, they say, fasting that day, you eat that wache. Immediately they say fasting, you're eating that wache, you have to put a question mark on it. Because it has taken your spirit and soul and body. Clap like I'm not talking about you. Hallelujah. Because they have you in mind before they added tobacco to the soup. That this taste of this tobacco, when it enters your tongue, you have no rest until you are coming every day. Even when you are full, you must come and buy and go and keep till your money is finished. And you don't give money to God. That's how it will go. But I pray that it will not be your portion. In the name of Jesus. But one of the things I want to add is in Numbers 11:4-6. Numbers 11:4. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a lusting, and the children of Israel also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? Mixed multitude. Very dangerous. Every church has them. They are in the church, but they are not for the church. We call them mixed multitude. When the Israelites were leaving Egypt, some of the Egyptians that loved them so much followed them. But they were not Israelites. There are people in the church who are not Christians. Know that one. They can worry us, oh, they have been sent. They are not Christians, but they are just familiar with church. They can even occupy positions in church, but they are not. Mixed multitude. They were the people first that put in their mind that, because they were first to realize that we made a mistake. Chai! Garlic, onion, cucumber. Why did we join these people? Because as for hunger, we never feel if we were in Egypt. But they saw that the people were promising and they followed. But they were quick to realize that home sweet home. The Israelites knew that Egypt was not their home. But the mixed multitude that were among them fell everlasting. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? But the mixed multitude started the whole show. Go. We remember the flesh which we did eat in Egypt freely. Freely. You are a slave. That's why you are eating freely. I would prefer to work for my own food and be free than somebody to put me in my match box and be giving me grains to eat. Am I a monkey? No. Freely. Anybody that wants free things, you are in bondage. Pepper. No pepper. The cucumber and the melons. Look at them. And the leeks and the onions and the garlic. They have all in their minds. All the choppables. Go to the last verse. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. They have rejected God and His provision. Anybody that is in the church and is still crying for the things of the world, what you are saying is that you have rejected the God of the church and what He has provided. You are only sitting down there. Your spirit, soul and body is out. So there are people sitting in the church who have rejected God and God has rejected them, but they are still speaking in tongues. If this comes to your head, the time I was not a believer, I was just getting money nyafu like that. But now, they say I can't steal again. I can't do my kululu things again. Now, things are bad. Accept this prayer and fasting. And the Lord will bless you. That's what they are saying. Because God has given manna. They have rejected it. God has given you something. He has given you eternal life. He has given you health. He has given you protection. Never be thinking of what the unbelievers have and compare it and think that God has not done anything. Mixed multitude. The mixed multitude initiated the confusion. We always have said disgruntled personalities in our churches. They are so worldly that they never value heavenly things. The mixed multitude always calls them. I have been saying, you will not find any true Christian causing confusion in church. Or else, the church would not have been in existence. People have gone through things so, but they know they are serving God. They don't make noise. But when you see somebody saying that he has not been treated fairly, he has not been doing that, is it God that treated you badly? Is that what you are saying? Because God will not allow anybody to do anything to you. He has not permitted. And instead of crying to God, you are crying to man. I have not been treated like the pastor, so I'm resigning. From where? You that treated, you didn't call me. So all the artillery I have to handle you before I fulfill my calling, I will use it on you. I won't allow you to make me get out of God's agenda. You who is a mixed multitude, coming from the pit of hell, I must attack with every artillery at my disposal. So that I can concentrate on what God wants me to do. The Israelites didn't know that. They didn't know that these people were not Israelites. But they just followed them. Because they liked them. Or when they saw them borrowing the gold and the silver, their appetite rose. And let's follow these people. They have collected plenty of money. Every church must go through turbulence, must go through certain... The devil doesn't leave a church. If you have a church, the devil doesn't attack. It's not a church. But God has given us things to maintain it. He has given us stability. So when it comes and you start crying, you don't know where you belong. It's like a soldier that sees war and start crying. There is war and Ghana says we are going. And sister says artillery regiment people, you see them and their wives, their hands are on their head. Whoa. The money you have been chopping as a soldier for all those, it is free. Mixed multitude. Those who don't carry any vision in a church, watch them. They are the first to cause confusion. They are the first. They are the first to complain. They are the first to murmur against Moses and Aaron. It was the mixed multitudes that started it. Every family, every church, every organization has a mixed multitude. Do you know one thing? There are some professions there. If you enter there because of the money, you'll be exposed. Like nursing. If because you have no job, no employment, and you just entered nursing without a calling, oh, you have a problem. Hey! There are some who don't have patience. Even if you fall from your bed, they say, get up and climb. Oh, God. Get up and try and climb the place. You think that's the way we fall here? So if you are not called to be a pastor, you call yourself a... you fire people by heart. You curse them, eh? Anytime they touch you, thunder, fire. Thunder, fire yourself, your head 7 times. You are not called. If a shepherd is calling thunder on his sheep, do you know what happened? He will not have wool to cover himself. He will not have meat to eat. He will not have milk to drink. So when the sheep is even going astray, he kills them to come back. He doesn't kill them. Doesn't destroy them. He brings them back. And when the sheep cannot walk, he carries them. I pray that we'll begin to locate mixed multitudes that come to church. I can tell you tomorrow some will come. And they are just agents to come and agitate one or two people. And use you as a scapegoat to strike your coup d'etat. But the Lord is vigilant. Hallelujah. So we always have said disgruntled personalities in our churches. They are never satisfied. Anything, what is this? They are never satisfied with anything. The good, they will complain. The bad, they will complain. The ugly, they will complain. And they don't pray. Those people, their prayer life is off. When they hear where prayer is, they run into the bush. We call them mixed multitude. Every church has them. Every church has them. Now look at Numbers 11:6. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. They have begun to lie. Nothing. You see, what I mean? They eat and rub their mouth. We haven't eaten for 3 days. But now our soul is dried away. Abba, I have described to you what this manna contains. Everything is inside. Look at the lies. Anything you do, what is this? Except this, what is this? We have nothing. Except this question mark in the church, we have nothing. Our soul, but now our soul is dried away. And there's nothing at all beside this manna. But there was protection over you. You forgot the pillar of fire by night and the pillar of cloud by day. They said there's nothing. That is how human beings are. Food, eh? Anybody that likes food can be bought. Can be bought. Just because of food, look at where they went. They are not telling lies on God. Even protection could have. But you know that they were not changing their clothing, they were not changing their shoes. God was working miracles in the wilderness that their clothing, as they are growing, their clothing is growing. As their legs are growing, their shoes are growing, and there was none feeble among them. They said, there is nothing at all. I have not tasted any good thing. May that not be your story. Where it comes to a point that if you even hate God, at least acknowledge that he did something. But this is as a result of the mixed multitude. They wanted to do something. They refer to God's wonderful provision of this manna. That's what they were saying. They wanted the manna replaced. I pray that anything God gives you, you will not know better than God. They wanted God to replace the manna with what they were eating in Egypt with, they knew. Cucumbers, leeches, garlic, onion. That's what they want. Humans sometimes presumptuously try to play the role of God. They think they know their needs better than God knows them. You don't know what you need more than God. All of us here have needs. They are in our hearts. But God knows beyond your needs. And if he must bring something to make you who he wants you to be, he will bring it. And I normally say it. What the things that you have now, you never prayed for, you know that one. The things you have been praying for, you have not gotten them. The things you have now, you didn't pray for. You just got them. You think you got them by chance? God orchestrated it. The good people you meet in your life, you didn't even know them to pray for them. You didn't know their names. They just came into your life and changed your life. Did you pray for them? You don't even know them. God brought them. So don't claim to know your needs more than God. Can I hear somebody say amen? Wow. Gileya Kabaya. And I want us to be on our feet.
I believe you have been blessed by this message. For further information, please contact us on 0243-172806. Follow us on Facebook, Fountain Gate Chapel, Glorious Pastors. Oh, God richly bless you.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233-26767-6055. +233-26767-6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.